Britain's Oceanarium is a big attraction for children and adults alike and a showcase for marine biodiversity. So it was an appropriate setting for the launch of the first major project based on WWF's One Planet Living principles, which it says humanity must follow to limit use of the Earth's natural resources to sustainable levels. It's developed an index to measure our ecological impact.
And this Living Planet Index signals to us that in the last 30 years alone, we have lost about one-third of the natural wealth as measured by populations of all those animal and plant species for which we have data series over these 30 years.
WWF Director General Claude Martin says the situation calls for urgent action in the form of projects that minimize energy use and waste and show that it is possible to reduce your ecological footprint without reducing quality of life. Portuguese officials and environmentalists were shown a video depicting the extent to which forests near the town of Sesimbra, south of Lisbon, have been neglected. Many trees are diseased and illegal dumps proliferate, but there was also a chance to see virtual models of how the area is to be transformed.
De modo a anular a predação sistemática do nosso planeta, a WWF desenvolveu soluções que permitem a sua recuperação, renaturalização e novos conceitos de vivência, mantendo o conforto e a qualidade de vida que hoje se exige.
The 48 square kilometre project comprises 6,000 holiday homes, a nature reserve and extensive reforestation. WWF and consultants BioRegional will work with local developer Pelicano for 10 years. Martin says non-governmental organisations like his are now used to partnering business.
It was to a certain degree a paradigm shift in some of the NGOs like ours, where about 10 years ago we realized that unless we try and, you know, climb into the den of the lion, we are losing out. That was, in a sense, a revolution for many of the NGOs, because you have to be able to engage other partners that are unlike you. So it requires you, if you want to really try and influence the big money streams, you need to be able to compromise and engage.
Tourism is a resource-intensive industry, and in southern Europe it's set to double in size in 15 years. So this project, which includes transport to local beaches, could be a model. Although large, it applies principles tested out on a smaller-scale residential project in Britain. Bedzed, near London, has for years been a magnet for engineers and politicians curious to see an example of best environmental practice. On the drive from Lisbon to Sesimbra, One Planet Living officer Sue Ruddlestone explained what the projects have in common.
Both of these projects aim to make it easy to live a sustainable lifestyle, and in the case of Mata de Sesimbra, to go on holiday in a sustainable way.
So what has been learned from Bedzed, or is it really more symbolic, and it's an expensive symbol of good environmental practice?
Well, Bedzed's been a very holistic project, looking at all aspects of life. It's not just about the buildings, it's about the way you live in the building. It's about your choice of transport use, so we've laid on things like car sharing clubs, encouraging cycling and walking, encouraging residents there to get a supply of locally produced organic food.
Mata de Sesimbra too is being designed to encourage residents not to use cars. But it's all still just on paper, and you'd need to exercise some imagination to picture gently sloping cycle paths on this very natural terrain.
This is a core area of all the Mata de Sesimbra. It's a wetland, a very important wetland with a very large biodiversity. Not only birds, there are otters and other species, very important species, and is especially important for nesting and for wintering birds in this area.
Lucio de Rosario was assigned to the project by the Environment Ministry to oversee replanting with species native to the area. It's overrun with exotic pines.
These Maritime pines was introduced special because there are necessities of energies in Lisbon to the industry or for the people, domestic use. At the moment, maritime pine is very aggressive and dominate other species.
Rosario has worked in the field for decades. He was involved in the first environmental project in Portugal funded by the EU. After long struggling with inadequate state budgets, he's keen to use private money to achieve the goals of a lifetime.
The tourist development want good natural areas, and they are going to pay this to maintain this area. Every people want being in a project like this. It's a project for a life. It's not every day that we find a special condition to put in field and to make the construction of things that many and many years we think that was possible to develop, but there are no the conditions to do this.
Developer Pelicano isn't shy about its motivation, profit, and there is some resistance to the plans on the part of local people. But architect Paulo Silva is optimistic.
People is very suspicious when you talk about saving the environment and nature. But what we think with this process, with this methodology of approach to a landscape planning and landscape use, if we achieve approval, final approval, that will become a rule for all big developments in Portugal.
If WWF has its way, Mata de Sesimbra will also become a model for tourism developments everywhere. Alison Roberts, DW Radio, Lisbon.